This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, July 19th, God's word for you today is caring and consistent. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 6, verse 31 to 32, and it says, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we wear?' For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." What kind of Father is God? God is a caring Father. He cares about what you wear. The Bible says, "For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." God cares. Someone walked up to his pastor and said, "Pastor, I have a big problem in my spiritual life. The problem is that I do not love God enough." And his pastor's response was, "That is actually not your problem. Your problem is that you do not know how much God loves you." A lot of the time, we struggle because we cannot make it work or love God enough, or because we believe that our best is not enough. And it is because we have lost sight. We think it is about our love for God. It is not about our love for God. It is about God's love for us. Our love for God is simply a response to his love for us. God's love for us comprehends understanding. It can only be experienced. So when you come into the experience of the fullness of God's love, then your response starts. You begin to love God. God is not only a caring Father. God is a consistent Father. God is consistent. God is not a moody God. He does not have mood swings. A lot of our fathers struggle with mood swings because of the weight on them. So, children do not know when daddy is happy, when daddy is sad, or when it is a good time to approach daddy, or they approach daddy tiptoeing. Father, you need to anchor on God and embrace his consistency. Imagine if God wakes up feeling grouchy, looking for who to strike with thunder, or if God becomes moody and is searching the earth for who he can roast just to feel better. If men were God, but because God is consistent, we can anchor our faith in him. God is consistent, so we can put our trust in him, and we can find our security in him. Fathers, your children need you to be consistent. Your wives need you to be consistent. You have to be consistent. They should know where you stand, and they should know that you are constantly available for them. They should know that your love for them is constant, not epileptic. It is not when they get A's in their tests and exams that you love them more. When they get B's or C's, you should not love them less. You should love your children regardless. As I'm saying, if your child gets a D or a C, you should buy ice cream for him. Yes, you should. Not for getting a B or a C, but because he is your child. Pause and just imagine what it will do to your teenage son if you put your hands around him and say, "Let's go watch a movie." You love your child because of who he is. He is your son. Let us pray. Father, thank you for being a caring and consistent Father. Today, I anchor my life on you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.